take care of business, come out of this 5-3, all right? Nothing else needs to be said. Let's go out there, take care of business, and start right from the first play.
So it's good to get back out and play actual football, you know, get instead of doing the drills and you know, coaching sessions and all that stuff. So to get out there and actually, you know, run some plays against the defense, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, it's just fun to be out there with the guys. It's back to work, getting ready for the season, and starting to form a foundation now. So it was just fun to be back out there.
Most interesting part of the offseason was watching the competition between Ryan Mallett and Brian Hoyer.
I still think this goes into training camp. That's what Bill O'Brien has preached from the day he got here.
Hoyer has more experience with O'Brien, and when they were together in New England, Hoyer lit it up in the preseason when he played, smooth transition.
I don't know that I would say that one guy was that much better than the other guy throughout OTAs and minicamps. There are some things that Brian Hoyer does that Ryan's not as good at, but there's some things that Ryan Mallett does that Brian Hoyer's not as good at.
The guy that makes the most consistent, correct decisions, consistently completes the ball to the right guy, gets us into the right play, the most consistent guy. We feel very confident in both guys. I mean, we really do. We have two good guys there. That have really good knowledge of our system, that have both, you know, done a really good job. You know, it's been tough.
Bill says he wants the most consistent. That doesn't just mean throwing the ball. That means in meetings, in the weight room, in the huddle, when they're out of the huddle.
I think you allow this thing to play out a little bit. You go to Richmond, you got 3 days against the Redskins, against a different colored jersey. And then at that point, we'll see when we get back from Richmond if a quarterback, starting quarterback, will be named at that point.
For the first time since 2011, linebacker Brian Cushing is entering training camp healthy.
When you watch him at OTAs and minicamps, the fluidity is back. You're seeing some of that.
He's been there every snap throughout the offseason. I think he's excited about where he is health-wise and is starting to show on the field and in his workouts.
I think fans can be real excited about seeing the old Brian Cushing as inside linebacker on this revamped 3-4 defense for the Texans.
In 2014, Arian Foster was one of the top NFL running backs, rushing for over 1,000 yards.
First and goal at the 2. Fitzpatrick feeds Foster, running to the left, steps in, touchdown Houston!
Arian's been, since 2010, the most productive running back in the NFL. He's not used up. He doesn't have a lot of mileage because he didn't get a lot in college. He only carried the ball in 2 games as a rookie at the end. He missed half of 2013 with injuries, so that time off was good for him. And Arian's 29 years old. I look for him to have another great season, and how great depends on how long he can stay healthy.
When he plays and he's out there, he means a lot to our offense. He's one of the best backs in the league. What I've seen this spring out of him, he's a very motivated individual. I think he's out there. He's practicing hard. He's been here every day. We appreciate that as a coaching staff.
I don't know that there is a more effective weapon at the running back position. And I hate even using the word running back for Arian Foster, because to me, he's so much more than just a running back. The Texans led the league in rushing attempts last year, and 23 is a major reason why. I think he'll get more pass attempts this year. I think as Alfred Blue grows as a runner, that he could take some more of those carries off Arian's plate and let Arian become a little bit more of a receiver. So I think you'll see even more of the offensive weaponry in Arian Foster this year in this offense.
Obviously, in this offense, the run game's important, so we got to make sure we're doing the things to help the offense be successful. You know, it's a collaborative effort, so we got to make sure our alignment's right, our steps are right, our reads are right, so everything can work in concert and make the offense go.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems. That's all I know.
J.J. Watt's always talking about how he can get better, and he should think that way. You know, if he was better, they'd have to arrest him because he'd be illegal.
Watch the show.
Everybody can get better, I guess. We thought that after 2012. Can J.J. Watt get better in 2013? Can he be better? Well, 2014, they really sort of unleashed the Kraken, if you will. This guy, they popped the top on him and said, just go.
After the 2014 season, J.J. Watt became the first player in NFL history with 20 or more sacks in two different seasons and won AP Defensive Player of the Year.
What are they going to add this year? I guarantee you they're going to add something for J.J. to do. And I've covered a lot of defensive players, not just in Houston, but in the NFL, who went to the Hall of Fame. And the two that I never could take my eyes off of, Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White. And when J.J.'s on the field, I cannot take the binoculars off of him because you can't wait to see what he'll do next.
You started it off. Ah. Woo! 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 Great day, boy. Woo. That feels good. That's fun.